Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
This is Community College Path. I'm David Nguyen. At CCP, we talk with community college researchers and practitioners to help students navigate community college and transfer. Today, I'll be interviewing Antonio Del Real, a career specialist counselor at Pasadena City College, to discuss how to choose a college major. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. Welcome to the show, Antonio.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. Can you start by explaining what a major is, and how does the major fit into the overall bachelor's degree?
Well, essentially, a major is an area of study that an individual would like to specialize in. It's kind of awkward how we do it here within the States, because when you go to different other countries, you kind of focus on your major right away. When you come within the States, if you notice, many of the students have to do general education courses in the beginning. Then they transition into focusing on their major or the area of study that they would like to go into. So it's the last half of their years when they're doing their education is when they focus on their area of study. That's when they complete their bachelor's degree.
And before we move on to kind of discuss how to choose a major, I thought it would be beneficial if we just kind of get some frequently asked questions just knocked out of the path. So I think a lot of people wonder, okay, what is a double major and can I minor and what is all that?
The basic questions that we normally get and especially in community college, they kind of wonder, well, can I get a double major here, right? Or can I get a minor here? And normally those questions are reserved more for when you transfer at a UC or Cal State or private school. But essentially is if a student wants a double major, they would double major and do different areas of careers. For example, if you want to major in business administration is really a broad major. And they can essentially emphasize in different areas. So if they want to major in finance and accounting, normally that's a lot of students do that because they'll be able to kind of relate many classes together and they'll get one degree many times, but with two different titles of the major.
So if students want to double major as a community college student that will be transferring, that's something that they need to discuss with their transfer university because each one is different.
Yes, but they can receive a couple of degrees here, multiple degrees in regards of whether it's associates or certificates. So that would be a little bit different. So if they were staying here at PCC or any community college, they can receive multiple associate degrees, associate of arts or a couple associate of science, depending on their interest and their area.
I think another question that students will ask is like, well, if I want a double major at, say, UCLA, how do I apply as a double major?
They would have to wait until they transfer and they talk to their advisor at that location. So they first have to choose a major. So like, say they choose biology. Once they arrive there, they would want to talk to their advisor to see if they can double major to a different criteria or a different line of interest.
Just to summarize, say if I wanted to double major in sociology and education studies, I would choose one of them to apply with. So maybe UCLA, I would apply as a sociology major. And then once I transfer, I would fill in the process to pick up that double major.
That's exactly right. So and to get a degree, to get a bachelor's degree, it roughly takes 120 units. So yes, so to get to double major doesn't mean that you doubled that. It's just the upper division courses that you would need to take to kind of fulfill that.
And I think a lot of people wonder, well, is there any benefit to double majoring or picking up a minor?
Depends on your career that you're planning to pursue. It does make you marketable. It doesn't make you marketable, especially when you're going out there trying to look into different fields and trying to feel out the market. So if you're really unsure, it makes you marketable in different fields. So it could benefit you, yes.
Is choosing a major like committing to a single job?
No, that's where a lot of students really have trouble with. They feel like it's the last choice and something that they have to do right away, and it's going to be a life or death kind of a choice. So no, when you choose a major, it could go into various career options, but many students are unaware of that. So they kind of go with stressing out and worrying about what to choose. So it kind of becomes a daunting kind of choice for them. So it's becoming aware of how do you go about choosing a major and what the major is going to really do for you.
You mentioned that some majors are open to various career trajectories. So are some majors like accounting more career-oriented and, say, other majors like sociology more broad in terms of careers?
Yes. So accounting, you're essentially working towards a specific occupation that possibly is going to give you the skills needed. Sociology is really kind of broad liberal arts, going into a career that really can get you into various occupations. But not to say that accounting can get you into a managerial position, for example, but it's specific.
So some majors are very career specific, like say a nursing major.
Yes. So a nursing major would get you into specifically helping clients, taking out blood, for example, or assessing their vitals, where the nursing degree really can't transition into being an accountant, for example. So they're very specific, yes.
And one occupation that is really popular with students is medical and lawyers, right? So I think a lot of people wonder, is there a pre-med major? Is there a pre-law major?
A lot of students come in, I want to be a doctor, and I want a pre-med. I want to major in that. There is not. For example, if you're planning to come to PCC and you want to say you want to do pre-med is just essentially a goal that you're planning to go into med school. So there is no major. It's just a goal. So many schools give prerequisites needed to get into the med school. So that's the misconception for a lot of students.
And it's not just for PCC. It's for most universities.
Yes, it's most universities.
And I hear you, right? I hear you that saying like, oh, I can be a history major and I could also apply to medical school. But I think a lot of people are more pragmatic and they're like, well, I'm sure that being a bio major or a chem major would give me an upper hand or prepare me in a better way than a history major. Is there some truth in that?
So doing some research, a lot of schools really recommend students not to go into the science sequence to get into med school. They really would like them to kind of open and broaden themselves in other majors. Could be sociology, could be philosophy, history, as long as they take the prerequisites to apply for med school.
So as long as I do the prerequisites, I would be prepared for medical school, maybe just as prepared as a bio major.
Correct, because the prerequisites essentially get you ready for the MCAT. So essentially a medical assessment that you would need to take where many times it's just the basic courses needed to enter into medical school.
And I think the next instinctive thing that they're wondering is, well, do sociology and do history and do these types of majors, do they get in less than, say, a bio major? Are they at a disadvantage?
And no, that's a misconception that a lot of students get. And I get a lot of students saying, well, I just want to do the science courses because that's going to get me ready. That's, like you mentioned, it's going to get me more prepared, and I'm going to stand out. And that's not what the UCs or Cal States or private schools, a lot of universities are saying. It's, they're really looking for individuals that are well-rounded, which essentially it's going to be based on their GPA, their results on the test that they take, and depending on the assessment. So, for example, the MCAT and their personal statement.
Now let's move on with the logistics with choosing a major. So in regards to four-year university students versus community college students, is there a difference in when students should choose a major in terms of their time at college?
For universities, for example, they do need to choose a major before they become a junior, essentially, because they're going to have to take their upper division courses, which would lead into their bachelor's degree. For community college students, same thing, similar, but they're a little bit more expected to choose a major early on because of new regulations that are coming through community colleges in California. For example, students are expected to have an educational plan by the time their third semester here or by the time they complete 15 units. So that means kind of really knowing your career trajectory of what you would like to do, whether you want to transfer, get an associate's degree, or just get a certificate.
Yeah, and that kind of makes sense because, you know, as community college students, we hope that it's going to be 2 years, right? And that as community college students, we don't have the luxury of being at a four-year university where we have a set list of prerequisites for your major. We have to take all these random divergent prerequisites to fulfill University A, University B, University Z, right?
Yes, yes. And that's many of the struggles where a lot of students come in and not knowing, like you mentioned, your trajectory, you have different options and different systems as well. UCs, Cal States, and private schools, and many times they have different deadlines, different requirements, and specifically within the major.
And we're talking about this one particular challenge, but are there any other challenges that community college students face when choosing a major?
What I've seen a lot for a lot of students that come into the Career Center is fear. It's fear of choosing something that's they feel like it's going to be an ultimate choice for them, and also income. They come in always asking about, well, what's going to be the best career that's going to make me the most money? And I can relate to that because growing up in a household where my parents really didn't have money, that's one of the things that I always thought about. So that's one thing that kind of pursued my trajectory of looking into careers, ended up being something that I really didn't connect with me.
You were mentioning one challenge with choosing a major, which was the earning potential between different majors. Can you talk a little bit about that?
A lot of students come in trying to figure out, all right, well, what major can I choose and what's going to make the most money in regards of career options? And that's where I like to start the conversation with the student of, what do you like to do? What do you want to do? And especially when they continue saying, like, you know what, well, I just want to know what are some of the careers that make the most money. So and then I kind of start off, well, do you like math? Do you like science? And that changes the conversation for many students. They're like, well, not really or not much. So I can give them the options. Well, many of the STEM careers are careers that make most money, that can get the best out of your buck, for example, and are careers that are growing. But then that kind of shifts the conversation to having them see, like, well, what do I really want to do? What do I really enjoy? What do I like? And many students may not know how to answer that question. So that's where the Career Center and what other department in regards to whatever campus has a Career Center, they can look into self-assessments to kind of explore a little bit more about themselves.
Can you share your experience with, like, choosing a major?
Well, funny story. A lot of students that come to the Career Center, they get to hear my presentation for the orientation that I do. But I've changed my major 7 times. By the point when I graduated high school to when I got my master's degree. Between my bachelor's, I changed it 6 times. And of course, my whole goal and my whole thrive was money. I come from a household that really didn't make a lot of money. So I was inspired, you know what, I want to get out of this and I want to make sure I can help my family just move forward. So I chose careers that many of us might think that make a lot of money. For example, I want to become a doctor, a lawyer, computer science, and then one of them was architect. But then I started taking courses. So I was like, all right, I want to be a pre-med. What courses do I need to take, for example? And I ended up taking anatomy. At the school that I was attending, it was actually Pierce College, you can actually work on the body. And after I kind of looked at the body, looked at the veins and everything, I gracefully fainted on the floor. So that was a sign to me, well, maybe that's not something that I could do if I'm going to be able to see blood or maybe some random object just on the floor or something. So and then I decided to do computer science. And I didn't know how much math really it took to go into engineering. And they told me Calc 1, Calc 2, Calc 3, linear equation, differential equations. After they told me about that, I was like, all right, maybe that's not a career that I can go into. And finally, I decided to do business. So I double majored in finance and real estate. And right before I graduated, I had 2 internships. I had one at Comcast Entertainment. They used to be the owners of E! News with the Kardashians. And I got an internship at Warner Brothers as a financial analyst. During that time, Keith Ledger passed away, the Batman. So I was able to, my job was essentially analyzing how much the movie was going to make in different countries, like in Spain. But the job consisted of 7-8 hours a day working behind a desk, analyzing spreadsheets. Now, a lot of people can do it, but not a lot of people are going to enjoy it. And specifically me, I hated that. I hated waking up, going to work or going to the internship and doing that every day. I enjoyed the parties that they had. I enjoyed the money that I was going to be able to get, but I hated the job. So knowing that early on, I decided to kind of look within and explore myself of what do I like? What do I enjoy? And at the same time, I had a part-time job working at a community college doing outreach to foster youth. So I would go out to homes and talk to students about how to pursue higher education, how to get a better life in regards to getting free money through financial aid and possibly continuing their education beyond high school, even if they received a high school degree or not. So that's what inspired me. That's what drove me. And I was like, you know what? I want to become a career counselor so I can avoid students changing their major and staying in school more than 4, 5, 6, 8 years, 10 years going through getting a bachelor's degree. So that's what inspired me.
Is there any bad ways to choose a major? One way that you mentioned was just following the money. How about others?
Not following your interests, not following a passion that you may have. And that's one of many of the challenges that students have, or also values, based on your values. One of the things for me, really, I would say I'm very family-oriented and also values in regards to, for example, not screwing up others. What I say that, and I don't know if I'm biased or anything, but you know when you go to the bank, a lot of you have a lot of bankers kind of telling you to open accounts, lend loans, things like that. Of course, a person might make commission and things like that, but it's a valuable occupation. But I knew that was against my values, really telling other people to take out more money than they're supposed to. So that was against my value system. And that's like, you know what, that's not something that's going to make me happy. Or based on skills, for example, if someone wants to become a basketball player, but yet they may not have the skills and they haven't gained it, or even just the natural talent. It's becoming realistic about it. Also, if, they, for example, we talked about pre-med or law school, getting to some of these schools, you need to have a good academic background. So if your GPA is not up to par or really you're a C average student, to try to get into med school or transferring out becomes a little bit difficult. So it's also a little bit of a reality check to kind of talk to a counselor, talk to an advisor within the campus to kind of explore a little bit.
So what are the consequences of making an uninformed decision about major?
One of the things is I've seen a lot of students is they end up staying at the university longer than they expected. On average, now students are graduating within 6 years to get a bachelor's degree. Also at the same time, students that get a bachelor's degree many times don't end up using it towards the job that they're doing many times. So it's time, energy, and money that could be spent. And depending on the student, whether they're looking into it, it's just that energy that really goes to waste. But I see it as an opportunity that they can grow and learn. But why not start exploring now? And why not start using the resources that are available for free? That can help you kind of make that choice quickly.
Just to kind of make it crystal clear for listeners, the reason why changing a major may delay your degree is that you would have to take new courses that would apply for your new major. Is that right?
Yeah. So for example, if I'm majoring in sociology, take a couple of sociology classes, but all of a sudden I want to become an engineer. You didn't have to take a lot of math classes to become to major in sociology. But now to become an engineer, you have to take about 5 additional courses for math. So it depends on your sequence or your cycle where you want to kind of lead into.
You mentioned this earlier, it's okay to change a major, but you said that students need to make that research and need to make informed decisions earlier to kind of avoid costly mistakes that could have been avoided. So, like, what are some ways to kind of research earlier?
So, for example, I when I started going to school, I thought, honestly, by osmosisly, I was going to know my major. It's going to hit me in the face by just taking these random classes. But the research shows that students need to be using the resources and know the resources on campus and exploring what's available to them. For example, the Career Center. The Career Center has a vast library that they can use. Also, online resources that they can use and explore occupations or majors. We have this link that connects to students of what can I do with this major? And it provides a list of occupations, a list of industries that they might be able to go into. We also have a resource online called Eureka, where if a student says, well, I want to know how much a career or occupation really, how much they make, or what's the growth outlook within the next 20 years? essentially we can provide those answers for them.
And I could see how following these lines of actions would really benefit students. For example, I wanted to be a pre-med too, and I also did econ math right after that. And I think it would have really helped for me to just preview a chemistry course, what it would require, because after my first chemistry course, I was like, nope, I'm gone. So, but even after doing all this research, many students are still undecided. So should they just rush into a decision if they're undecided?
I don't recommend that, actually. One of the things I highly recommend for students to do is to do an informational interview, connect with the professional, and look into what they're thinking about doing. If they're really undecided, I would highly recommend to go talk to a counselor, an advisor, to really research what some of the basic interests are. For example, there's the Myers-Briggs inventory, the Strong Interest inventory, essentially their career assessments that can help them organize their thought process of regards to what careers are out there that might align with them based on their values and personalities.
Being an undecided student, it's kind of a tricky line you have to walk because, again, you want to transfer within 2 to 3 years. And so what line of action should they take when choosing courses as an undecided major?
So I always think being undecided is beautiful in the beginning, right? So because it gives you the option to explore. It gives you the option to really open your eyes and be open to new opportunities depending on coursework that you're taking. But the safest way to try to reduce your time and not to waste your time is taking general education courses. First thing that I would highly recommend is making sure that they focus on their English and math sequence and then start taking their general education within the humanities or whatever it might be or the sciences to kind of closing off that gap. So when they start exploring and looking into some of these interests, like, you know what, I took a bio class and I enjoyed it, I might want to continue with that. So gives them an array of opportunity to explore.
After students choose a major, I think a lot of us go through this midlife or mid-major crisis where we're wondering, did I choose the right major? So I guess what I'm trying to ask is, what can students do once they get to that midpoint to kind of reaffirm that, hey, you know, I made the right choice?
I would say connect with the professional. Connect with the professional within the industry that you're planning to go into so you can see the end goal. And not only with one professional, connect with multiple professionals. That's where I highly recommend informational interviews or even possibly doing an internship to kind of see that environment, whether you want to continue with that process or not. And I highly recommend that sooner than later, because imagine once you transfer and now you're stuck with, all right, I did all these classes and I really don't want to do this now. It hurts, and especially hurts your pocket once you kind of realize, well, I want to change my major because I don't enjoy this environment. And many times it's because it's a lack of information. It's a lack of information of the world that we want to go into. So it's doing the research up in hand. So I like to tell students that it's a cycle. It's a cycle in regards of how you decide a major, how you look into a career. And the first step is starting with you. What do you enjoy? What do you like? Second step is looking into the world of work. So based on what I like, what are some occupations out there that might help me and that might strengthen the connection of what I want to do? And the third step is going out there and exploring it and doing it. Because within that process, we'll create a safe zone in regards to, well, if anywhere within that cycle, you know that you can start back to, all right, this is what I enjoy, this is what I like, let's start working on that. Because I can tell you from my experience, I always said I never was going to be a public speaker. I'm very shy. I'm an introvert. So really, that's not something I want to do. And specifically, I don't think I'll be a high school teacher. So that's where I knew that my personality is more, I'm more of an introvert, but also where I get my energy is being by myself many times. So I teach at a community college, but at a community college, I don't have to teach 6 periods. I can teach a class or maybe skip a semester, but I know that would have been a good fit for me. So it starts with really knowing yourself.
You know, that third step, like you were mentioning, was, you know, seeking out professionals and, you know, experiencing it in the real world to kind of reaffirm your choice. So I guess, like, would this be an example? Like, if I was a psychology major going to a psychology research professional conference to kind of see what this major is like and see what the professionals are doing.
I always like telling students that there's clubs. and I call them clubs because that's what we're exposed to. They're essentially professional associations out there. But I tell them, whatever major you plan to go into, whatever career, there's these professional quote-unquote clubs that you can go and expose yourself to and see that environment and talk to professionals. For example, I just took a group of students to a STEM conference. It's called the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers out in Arizona this past weekend. And I took a group of 15. So they enjoyed it, they loved it, and they got to see the real world in regards to what professionals are looking for. And there were recruiters there. There are recruiters there really connecting with students and telling them what they're looking for. And my reasoning of taking these students at such a beginning stage is for them to kind of know what to expect by the time they come juniors or senior years. So when they do go back to these conferences, they know how to navigate the system now.
Antonio Del Real is a career specialist counselor at Pasadena City College. This was Community College Path with your host, David Nguyen. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at lancerradionetwork.org.